Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from HX Blank, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, I saw that you mentioned men working in the gray or black market economy. I just wanted to talk about that in my current situation. I'm in my early 20s and recently got a Bitcoin job, one that pays me through the Lightning Network, which is the layer 2 network on top of Bitcoin, which provides more privacy. My boss doesn't know my name or what I look like. I get paid weekly for the tasks I do for him. I don't make much money, however, because I don't have many expenses. But I do make more than enough to cover all my expenses, credit cards included, which I'm trying to pay off completely. There are also services like Pay with Moon, which allow me to spend Bitcoin directly without cashing out. The service doesn't even ask for a KYC. Anyways, the point that I'm trying to get to is that right now I rarely have to cash out of Bitcoin unless I'm making payments that has to be drawn directly from my bank account, like my credit card payments. So the only transactions that my government knows about are the payments that hit exchanges when I cash out. They don't know how much I make. This brings me back to men working in the gray and black market economies. With Bitcoin and crypto growing, how long until the governments realize that they're losing revenue from the lack of income tax and try to 51% attack major blockchains or try banning exchanges from accepting crypto from non-state-run wallets? Also, please get a Bitcoin tip wallet. If it's a Lightning tip jar wallet, then it's even better. Well, HX Blank, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll put a Bitcoin address in the description in case anyone wants to donate that way going forward. Right now, many of you are wondering, what the hell do women eating bugs have to do with Bitcoin? The answer, of course, is that if you don't have any Bitcoin and you can't get out of the West at some point in the future, you'll be eating Z-bugs too. As for Bitcoin, governments do realize that they're going to lose a lot of revenue and are actually tracking transactions and imposing insanely heavy regulation right now. I have to send exchanges a front and back photo of my driver's license, a bank statement and utility bill, or even a photograph of my passport. They keep that on file so the government knows how much you bought and how much you transferred in. When I was taking my coins off of Coinbase recently, they wanted to know if I was going to send them to my wallet or someplace else. When you're at the bank and you transfer money from one bank to another, they never ask you questions like this. They just look for the routing number and account numbers. But they have another identity to tie your transaction on the other side. HX, I think it's bullshit that you're not getting paid as much working from home as you would going to an office. And they're getting paid under the table. I guess they figure that since you won't be paying taxes, you won't have to pay as much. I suspect that if Bitcoin and the Lightning Network became popular and a larger portion of the population held it, then the volatility would die down, and eventually the government will force KYCs on most businesses. If I were doing shady under-the-table work and wanted to avoid exposing my identity, I would buy two different crypto wallets, one for my official Bitcoin that's connected to the banking system, and another wallet that I use for off-the-books transactions. I'm not doing that, but if I were, that's what I would consider doing. Looking back, I would have actually bought my Bitcoin on the local Bitcoin site anonymously from other individuals. That way I wouldn't be purchasing it on exchanges or through a brokerage. Even if you buy it through a traceable method, there are ways to avoid tax like using a Roth IRA or TFSA. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women that don't have Bitcoin and can't leave places like Britain eating bugs clown world show. Bitcoin is not only going to be a way for you to avoid taxes in the future, if you use an anonymous hard wallet, which I don't recommend if you prefer remaining a law-abiding citizen. But eventually when Bitcoin becomes ubiquitous, countries will attract capital by slashing Bitcoin taxes to zero. Germany already has a 0% tax if you hold it for a year. Portugal doesn't tax it at all. Imagine you make $2 million off your Bitcoin. Do you really want to stay around in Canada, the United States, or move to Portugal and get a citizenship there to save yourself $500,000? As for the 51% attack on the Bitcoin network, if anyone did that, it would actually cause a hard fork, and the government would have its own Bitcoin version that would probably go the way of Bitcoin Cash. Satoshi Nakamoto thought of everything. Watching governments try and regulate Bitcoin is like watching record companies try and stomp out MP3 files in the late 1990s on websites, and then file sharing platforms. Information wants to be free, and I can download and watch anything I want for free today. I don't pay for television. Now money is becoming free too. Not money as in given to everyone for whatever amount they want, but free from central bankers. Bitcoin is where it's at today, even with the recent price drop, which is a feature and not a problem. Big falls in price are there because there are a lot of speculators. But when Bitcoin fell from 20,000 to 3,000 the last cycle, 86% of people didn't sell it. I suspect that it's going to take off in Latin America and Africa first in a sort of grassroots adoption curve, and in 20 to 30 years possibly lead to the end of the nation state, the large nation state, due to issues with taxes. Once it starts going up into the hundreds of thousands of dollars and stays there for a few years, it'll basically be Gresham's law all over again. That's a law that states that the bad money chases out the good. People buy and hold Bitcoin for the most part as their savings, but they spend their local fiat currencies as a means of exchange. As for women eating bugs, maybe they can start eating their own aborted fetuses for the nutritional value, perhaps. If Western countries create their own central bank digital currencies and force us to buy bugs as food as part of our monthly grocery budget, I don't know about you, but I'll pack up and leave and head out with my Bitcoin and never pay my taxes in Canada and leave for good, or until the country comes back to its senses. I'll move to Serbia or Mexico if I'm forced to use a government currency that expires if I don't spend it. Plus, you won't even have cash at that point. People will either use stablecoins or Bitcoin to do off-the-book transactions at that point. The more Bitcoin makes us free, the more they'll clamp down on the existing monetary system. The things that scare me are individually tailored interest rate policies. I'm sure they'll give women a much higher rate of return on their money at the central bank, to encourage them to save, and give men a lower rate to encourage us to spend more. They can apply behavioral economics to the individual. Maybe they'll tell you if you don't consume enough cockroaches this month, you can't ride around your car, because we'll block you from being able to buy what little gas is left out there. I don't know about you, but my breaking point will come a long time before then. I'm sure that the majority of women will be fine following such insane rules. What I don't understand about the World Economic Forum and their sick and twisted way of doing things is how out of touch they really are. The French serve you escargot and frog legs, and people eat them, because they're served as a delicacy. The French culture convinced their people to willingly eat gastropods and amphibians. Then there has to be a decent marketing technique out there to convince people to eat grasshoppers as well. In Canada, they're already setting up a grasshopper growing facility for food, and they already failed with their Beyond Meat synthetic meat strategy, because it tastes awful, but people chose to vote with their wallets against it. But having central bank digital currencies would force you to vote with your wallet the way the central banks want you to vote. It'll be the ultimate insult to the free market. It wasn't even that bad in communist countries. You could still buy whatever you wanted. And I'm sure most men will want to leave the West behind at that point because of it. Most leftoids will buy into such stupidity, especially the ladies, the way they did with communism. It'll be communism disguised as a Green New Deal to save the planet. After all, we all need to make a sacrifice, don't you know? Unless, of course, you're in Africa, or the Middle East, or Asia. Then you can continue living the way that you always have. Planet be damned. But most women won't actually leave the West until the men do, and then they'll follow us to greener, bug-free pastures. But many women will probably take their crazy eco-communist ideas with them wherever they go. I was recently talking to a friend about what happens if you have a room with 9 sane people in it, and 1 insane one. If you come back a year later, then you'll probably have 5 crazy people. But it doesn't work the other way around. If you put 1 sane person into a room with 9 crazy people, and expect to come back to 5 sane people a year from now, odds are he'll be crazy as well. It's all about entropy. Organized systems more easily prone to falling into chaos versus the other way around. The rise of Bitcoin could only have happened because of fiat currency and the rise of the internet. Paper money backed by nothing printed unlimitlessly has a digital competitor now that it has a fixed supply. And just like paper currency, it doesn't exist outside of a belief system in people's minds. It's more of a religion than anything else. It's like believing in God without seeing him. When people tell me that Bitcoin isn't real, and that doesn't have any intrinsic value, to that all I have to ask is, does God have any intrinsic value? Bitcoin is the closest thing to a gift from God. Jesus was angry at the money changers 2,000 years ago. What do you think he'd say today with the state stealing 15% of people's savings every year through inflation? If you want to escape the bug-eating West one day, you better have some Bitcoin in self-custody or stablecoins outside the banking system. Even if you have to sail through shark-infested waters, it'll probably be better than eating bugs and slugs. I think the whole idea of getting people to eat bugs probably came from the film Snowpiercer, where they grind up cockroaches and create gelatinous protein bars out of them for people living in the back of the train to eat. If that's really the case, then it shows the lack of creativity these people have to get people to adopt disgusting new practices. They need to escargot their way home with their crazy ideas. Why don't they hire someone like Edward Bernays or the modern-day equivalent to make bug-eating chic? It was easier to get people to eat caterpillars and ants when they were covered in chocolate. At least people back in the 1980s and 90s made the weirdest fat foods semi-disgusting as opposed to completely disgusting. Their marketing people are just awful. When they say things like, you will own nothing and you will be happy, they need to sugarcoat things more. People are already moving in that direction with regards to renting homes through Airbnb and cars through Uber. Why rub it in our faces? The more they do that, the less likely we are to embrace those ideas. But it shows just how little faith they have in our intelligence and are willing to rub it in our face. Most women, of course, will fall in line with the bug-eating philosophy and central bank digital currencies. The vast majority of men will too in order to get laid. A small minority of us, at least for now, has embraced a decentralized Bitcoin as a faith-based monetary system that'll give us freedom from central authorities, even if we have to express that freedom in Africa or Central America. The alternative is living in a central bank bug-eating world. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to HX Blank for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way the tax collectors can't smash his door down and put him into tax evasion prison because they don't know he's actually doing it. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the government from printing as much money as they want and stealing 15% of your purchasing power annually away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.